Je luistert naar Radio De Vrijkijzer op de 96.2 FM in de Amsterdamse Vrije Eter. We gaan praten met twee mensen. Een Amerikaanse dame en een Nederlandse jongen. Althans. Goed, we gaan praten over ABC Del Rio. Kraakpand in New York. Daar hebben we al eerder over bericht. Misschien kun je nog herinneren van het heftige fik van Fifth Street. En dat was een heel slecht bericht. Maar ABC Del Rio was een goed bericht. Want daar mochten ze blijven. Maar wat is dat eigenlijk voor een pand? Zal ik het in het Nederlands doen in eerste instantie? Misschien dat jij het kort kan uitleggen wat voor een pand dat is.
Ja, dat kan. Een pand in Lower East Side in New York, sinds 1980 in gebruik door kunstenaars, kritieke kunstenaars. Het was dus wel gehuurd in eerste instantie en ze kregen het van de stad nadat er dus eerst een pand gekraakt was, waar een grote show was over de huispolitiek van de stad met heel veel kunstenaars. En de stad die heeft dat toen meteen ontruimd, maar ze wel een ander pand aangeboden. En een jaar of 5 geleden hebben ze de huur echt opgezegd. En ze wilden al lange tijd daarvoor wilden ze eruit hebben. En sinds die tijd is het ook gekraakt, de bovenverdiepingen. En er vinden veel activiteiten plaats, zoals op kunstgebied. De galerij wordt gebruikt door verschillende groepen die anders niet aan de bak komen of die niet in commerciële galerijen willen. Er wordt 2 keer in de week gekookt voor Footnote Bombs. Er zijn iedere zaterdag hardcore shows met 5 bands, variërend van drug punk tot emo tot herrie. Er zijn poëzieavonden, er zijn open mic avonden.
En dat is de begane grond?
Dat is de kelder en de begane grond. Ja. En daarboven zijn 3 etages waar appartementen zijn waar ook mensen wonen.
En wanneer is het huis ongeveer gebouwd? Begin dit jaar, begin deze eeuw, eind vorige eeuw of zoiets?
Dat weet ik eigenlijk niet eens uit mijn hoofd. Fly, when was ABC New York built? The building, when was it built?
Actually, I'm not really sure when the building was built.
It's 100 years old or something.
It's probably around 100 years old. But I'm not sure when the building was built, but I mean I know that it started being ABC No Rio around 1980. That was when it started.
Because when I imagine a squat in New York, I think of a very huge building, like 5 or 6 stories high, but it's not.
No, it's a pretty small building. I mean, it is only 3 floors, and there's basically 1 apartment per floor. So it's smaller than a lot of the buildings.
Yeah. Okay, the good news was that you could stay. There was no eviction planned.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because I thought the New York police were totally assholes or the city.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's not really the police who decide to come and evict. It's like it's the housing department. And part of what it was that because of all the demonstrations and the actions that people did in order to save the building, that definitely had an effect, because they were really starting to expose how corrupted this group was that the city was trying to give the building to, and it was kind of turning into a big mess. And I think that the city wanted to try not to have any more problems with this situation right now, which is partly why I'm very suspicious that it's not an agreement that's going to last. I'm thinking that they're going to try to take the building at some point in the future. I'm sure of it, because every time the city does something like this, I mean, the original way that ABC No Rio began was with an agreement that they could have this building, a group of artists who squatted another building on Delancey Street and were forcibly evicted. It was a really violent eviction, and then the city looked so bad after that that then the artist group was granted this building on Rivington Street, and ever since then, it's like they were granted the building, it's like, here's your building, go ahead and have your art space, and then ever since then, the city's been trying to get them out.
So, but this news was like only a few months old. so you can stay there and yeah. But no living, only
well the people who are living there now will have to move out I think within 6 months,
but
I'm not sure what the exact date of that is.
Yeah, it's I don't think it's totally confirmed yet. They're still negotiating yeah. with the city. But what was happening in the last few months was that the city was totally trying to get them out. There was court cases going on in three different kinds of courts, as in the housing tenants court, the federal court, and one other one I can't even remember. But it was like different kinds of court cases being fought, and it looked like the city was going to gradually win all of them. And they were going to, the tactics they're using in New York City to get rid of the squatters is to give the buildings to low-income housing groups. So they look very good. It's like, oh yeah, we give it to low-income housing. Yeah. The groups that was actually going to get ABC in Rio was AFI, Asian Americans for Equality.
So then it brings also and brings in like the, it makes, it it's like, it brings in the whole race issue, because then it's like you have all these young white punks or whatever who are like the most visible members in any demonstration. Yeah. You have them demonstrating against Asian Americans for Equality. It looks really bad, you know.
Yes.
So so that was another little thing. The
divide and rule.
Yeah. Yeah. So the flyers were also saying, like, when we were protesting AFI, it was like, for equality but against shady deals, which HPD, which is the housing department of the city of New York, we managed to make Effie look really bad, just exposed that they have been involved in all sorts of dirty deals and giving the people to actually getting buildings and then giving them to richer people, or kicking the people out, first give them to these people and then kick them out and sell them. And it used to be a sort of cover-up organization for the old Communist Party that was like half mafiosi, and at the moment they're really involved in trying to get rich people from Hong Kong to move into New York.
Another interesting thing that happened very recently that involves AFI, which I think had something to do with this too, is the fact that they, and this was like on the news everywhere in New York, is that they tried to evict a building. That AFI tried to evict a building that had legitimate tenants in it. They'd been there for years, but AFI had site control of this building, and they tried to evict these people, and it was ridiculous. There's like one old man in this building who's like 90 years old, and he's on one of those, you know, he's on a machine for life support or something, mm-hmm. and they're trying to kick these people out within 24 hours. You know, they just come and announce to them, you know, and they get the city to do this.
But in a way, that was actually really good that all that happened at around the time, so ABC Noria could use the bad press that AFI was getting for this one thing, mm-hmm. for their case, to actually make, apart from all the publicity they're already generating over their cause, suddenly they got this extra support and they could actually point out that the building was going to go to this totally crooked group. Mm-hmm. So that really helped. And that also helped ABC Norio to try and find another solution. And now there's no such thing as legalizing squats in New York City. That hasn't really happened before at all. And it wouldn't happen if it was like a residential building. So the only loophole there is to get to people that live there to move out and preserve the art space, and then hope that will actually be used for a radical function rather than just an artist gallery, because I think the function of ABC in Rio is way broader than just an art space.
And but you also have the danger that if everybody moves out, this is the daily problem. Evening use of the space, mm-hmm. like in the night, nobody's there. So
this is the problem.
Police could do something then, or the city
What we're gonna have to do is like have somebody who's like a caretaker, which is the way that it worked before people re-squatted, you know, Rio. I mean, people have been living there for a couple years now, but before that, it was basically it was used as a gallery space, like for the shows. And the upstairs were not supposed to be occupied. And it was like that for about 3 years. ABC No Rio has been through a lot of different relationships with the city. When they first got the building, they had control of the whole building. And then the city was trying to take it away, and then the city decided that they would have the upstairs as low-income housing, and that was a disaster because it just turned into shooting galleries, and it was just like really, there was
shooting
a lot of...
Shooting gallery is when junkies go in and just use it to shoot up.
It was like a crack house, you know, it was just really, it was bad, and the neighborhood was really bad at that point. The drug, not that it's so great now, but it was even worse then. So that was a total disaster. So they had to evict everybody, and then everything was empty. And then what they did was they had this agreement. They gave the artist spaces, the people who were in the original group that squatted the building on Delancey Street. It was a group called CoLab, and it was just a bunch of artists who wanted a space to show their work. And then some of the artists who were involved in CoLab in the original group were then granted spaces as studio spaces, and they had to pay a certain amount of rent, but it was really like ridiculously low, you know, it was like $1 a month, you know, some stupid token amount,
yeah,
just so they could say they were paying rent because they had to have some amount. And then I arrived at ABC No Rio in 89, and at that point, the upstairs apartments were supposedly these artist studios, but none of these artists were around. And they had their stuff in the studios, and the studios were just sitting there empty, like these apartments were just sitting there empty. And there was one person living there who was the director of the space, and it was kind of like a caretaker, director type thing. And so I started getting really involved in No Rio, and at that point, when I arrived at ABC No Rio, it was 1989, and there was eviction, you know. ABC No Rio is going to be evicted. Oh, no. Everybody was saying this, you know, when I arrived. And I was going to be doing a show there. And I was like, I was there, like, I was going to stay in New York for 3 months. And I was going to do a show there and, you know, do the whole thing. And I was like, oh, no, ABC No Rio is going to be evicted. I thought this is terrible. You know, this is a really horrible thing.
And 8 years later.
Right? Eight years later, I realized this happens all the time. You know, everyone's like, ABC No Rio is going to
end again.
It's really going to happen. So what happened at that point was that there was construction going on next door. They were renovating a building, and they had the machines that were doing the renovation, they had like some big machine in there, had hit the building, hit ABC No Rio, and caused structural damage. So it's like, okay, the city says structural damage. Everybody has to get out. We have to come in and assess the situation.
But that's exactly what they did now with fucking Fifth Street, and they actually succeeded in just demolishing the building.
Well, this is the thing, like ABC No Rio, that we had to keep them out. You know, you can't let them come in and assess your building because then they just say, like, it's structurally damaged, you have to leave. You have to get your own engineer, and you have to, like, pay them and, like, get them to do a report. Or you know, if they do it for free, that's great, because we do have some squat engineers and squat electricians like that, the whole thing. So we got an engineer to report on the building, an architect, and say that, you know, the building was not in imminent danger of collapse, which is one of the city's favorite phrases. Another thing that so we had to do some work on the building at that point. And so when I arrived, it was like I started working on the building, and another thing we had to do was replace the floor, because the floor in the gallery space was rotten, and there's a big hole in one part of the floor, and the basement was full of junk. There's a picture in this collection here that I could show over the radio.
It will be on the walls at Frank Reich on Saturday.
And there's a picture of all the garbage that we hauled out of the basement, and it filled
from
the
years
entire
and years
street.
Stacking.
Yeah, it was from years. The basement was full of garbage, and we filled the whole. We had to take the front of the building off to get the garbage out, because there was so much and it was so big. So we had to like dismantle the front of the building. And we were doing this at night. And so once you start doing a project like that, you can't go to sleep.
No.
And we had been working all day replacing the floor and doing all this other stuff. And then we decided, okay, let's take the front off the building and take the garbage out. but it was a huge project. And, you know, we started doing it and we could not stop because the front of the building wasn't there. So we couldn't go to sleep and just let people come to the building. So we had to work all night doing this, and gradually everybody started passing out. Everyone just starts disappearing. You know, they say, I got to go to the bathroom, and then they never come back.
Yeah.
And so everyone started disappearing. And so there was only two of us left at the end in the morning. We were so tired. And then we had all the garbage out, and then we had to put the front of the building back on.
Stones or wood?
No, it wasn't stones. Oh, it was wood.
Okay.
It was wood. It was actually really, really cheesy, front of the building. And that's another funny thing, because people could... when I first stayed there, I started living there. I took over one of the artist spaces that had been warehousing his space. So I just squatted one of these spaces, and one funny thing was that it was like the kids in the neighborhood would use ABC No Rio as a place to practice breaking in, you know, because and it was so funny because people would break into ABC No Rio almost every night. It was just ridiculous, and it was kind of funny too, because the front of the building was just so it was just so flimsy. When we went to take off the wood on the front of the building, we realized this is ridiculous. Anybody could come up. They barely need a crowbar. They could rip this wood right off and be in the building. And yet they would like take pains to like break into where the locks were, you know. Like it was practice. I don't know. It was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But so then it, obviously, ABC No Rio was not evicted at that point. So then what happened was there was a lawsuit going on with the city. So everything was kind of in limbo. There was nothing really either side could do. And basically, all the city would do was just try to intimidate us all the time. They would once in a while. It was like every a couple times a month, they would send some city workers over to the building, and they would try to get in, and if they got in, they would start destroying things. You know, that was
just
the
like
idea.
That.
Yeah,
come in and
yeah.
start hitting down
yeah.
a wall or something.
They would
or
like start punching holes in the walls. Like if you left them alone for a second, they would, you know, because like a couple times
or something.
A couple times, like they got in, which, you know, this we had some Spanish artists staying with us who didn't really speak much English, and they were from Basque Country, and they were doing a show there, and at one point one of them let these city workers in, and then he went upstairs to get Steve, who was the director at the time, who was kind of like living there as the superintendent, whatever, caretaker.
Yeah.
So he went upstairs to get Steve, and while he was upstairs getting Steve, the city workers had like started ripping this wall down. So we had to stop that. You know, then they would try to destroy things so then they could say the building's unfit to occupy and you have to get out, you know, that kind of thing. And so then there was an agreement when the lawsuit was settled that ABC No Rio would pay a certain amount of money every month, and it was something like $300 or some like very low amount. And that seemed to work out for a while, but the thing about that was that when the lawsuit was settled, neither side signed the papers. There were some papers that were supposed to be signed.
But
the
no.
city didn't sign them, and ABC No Rio didn't sign them. So
no
it was like,
contract at all.
Yeah, so it was basically this agreement is like not really legal.
A gentleman's agreement or something. But
it's nothing. And so then suddenly the city decided like a couple years ago that, oh, you know, you have to get out. And I think we were sent an eviction notice.
No, like, that's just...
That was a couple years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, they stopped accepting the checks
yeah,
coming in.
Yeah, well, they stopped accepting... And then they stopped accepting the checks. And so then we were like having all these meetings like, oh no. And that's when we decided to reoccupy the building, like have people living there, because at the same time, this is when the buildings on 13th Street were having a lot of problems. And that was kind of the beginning of their like long drawn out eviction. And so we decided that it would be good to have people in the building, that would be a better a better tactic than just having the building empty and trying to, you know, say, oh, but we're artists, please, like, you know, let us come, you know, doing all that. We decided, like, they're not to be trusted. We have to.
I think
have
that's a very
there.
Good
and apart
outcome.
From that, people need to live.
Yeah.
There is that. But yes, now you're at the point where it was either like lose the last court cases because it started to look really bad, or try and find another way to preserve the building. So the deal that is sort of in the air now is that ABC Norio can buy the property for $1, but they have to bring the building up to code, do everything legal, do all the electricity, all the structural building, have it up to like a certain
standard.
Yeah, and that will be very expensive. I think like probably $100,000 at least.
It's
maybe
like
a bit less
a
if people can do a lot of stuff themselves. But it's going to be a lot of money. So that's also the reason why we're doing this benefit on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes.
The major thing, bringing the building up to code is going to be, it's going to be a lot of work because there's going to have to be a lot of stuff like torn down and redone, you know, and the electricity is definitely going to have to be rehauled. Mm-hmm. And that means like tearing out walls, and we're gonna have to reframe a lot of the walls because they're not framed in metal studs. You know,
you have strange angles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of work. I mean,
it's also an old building, like we just stated, like 400 years old, and it's been a lot of things going on down there. So,
but the advantage in this point is that it is a small building.
yes, it is.
And there's definitely going to be a lot of people who are going to be willing to put in work on it. So
lots of money is needed.
Yeah, for the supplies, because when you have to do things up to code, it's hard to scavenge all your supplies.
You have to, like, a certain part of the work has to be done by people that are certified to do it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it doesn't count. It has to have like the seal and approval of somebody that's certified. And in a case like this, you know they're really going to check up on everything that's done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it has to be done well.
Yeah. Okay, so we invited you here. Well, you came here by yourself. That's the way it works here. Make sure that everybody goes to the benefit party coming Saturday.
Aanstaande zaterdag in Drankrijk, Spuistraat 216.
Frankrijk.
Oh. Maar het begint om 10:30. En dan eerst een video waarin je zelf met eigen ogen kan zien hoe ABC Norio eruit ziet. En wat er gebeurt.
Mm-hmm.
En er zal ook Fly het een en ander vertellen. En ik weer zelf misschien een klein beetje. En dan Bart.
Was het een tentoonstelling? Je zei net dat je foto's hebt over.
Foto's en artikelen zullen her en der aan de muur gehangen worden. Bart Plantenga, die boekjes schrijft voor Autonomidio uitgevers uit New York, die ook eerder in ABC Norio opgetreden heeft, zal voordragen, zijn dingen doen, waar dat ook mogen zijn.
Mm-hmm.
En dan heb je nog Engelse Christy Folk, Moondragon, die zullen optreden.
Mm-hmm.
En dan nog DJ's ook. En dat alles in de Drankrijk. Nee. Zaterdag, 3 mei.
Frankrijk, Spuistraat 216 in Amsterdam. So we're going to have a big party.
Oh yes. En als mensen glazen willen halen, dan mogen ze nog steeds opgeven. Kunnen ze bijvoorbeeld even zeggen bij de Fort van Chaco.
Ja, je kunt je opgeven voor de Chaco. You got anything to add, or you will say the rest you forgot to say on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean there's a lot that more that can be said, but
just keep it to sloganeering.
Yeah. Yeah, keep it simple. Yeah, people should come. We're gonna have some photos up on the wall of stuff, ABC Norio stuff and more. Mm-hmm. So,
and maybe tell a little bit more about the all over New York squatting thing.
Yeah, I have some pretty funny stories about living at Norio and the whole scene.
Well, share it with us on Saturday.
Yeah.
So people have to, they're going to be very curious now. I want to know that. And we're not going to tell you now here on the radio, so you have to come to the benefit party.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for coming.
Dit is misschien wel een moment om nog even te rectificeren. Toen mensen hier waren over Fifth Street Squad. En je had zoiets van, er wordt gewoon op dit moment alleen in de Lower East Side gekraakt. Het enige waar ik me een beetje aan stoor is dat er eigenlijk op dit moment meer kraakpanden zijn in de South Bronx dan in de Lower East Side.
Mm-hmm.
En dat zijn dan wel geen kraak scene types, maar dat illegale Puerto Ricanen met name.
Nou, kraak is kraken. Landkraken dus, in Brazilië is ook kraken.
Dus precies, maar gewoon het feit dat het bestaat, vind ik altijd wel leuk om te vermelden.
Ja, nee, heel goed. Heel goed, bedankt.
Oké. Okay.
We got a right to be hostile while living in a land they call free. Home of the greedy, creating crime and poverty. How do we fight hate with love for hate? Yet while we debate, we see oppression that escalates. The government is so fascist, they spreading the masses. And better off inside of a casket, cause that would be the day you see the whole world clash. Uncle Sam zipped up in a body bag. Until that day I'll be oppressed or waiting to see the final chapter of the greatest Satan. Cause I could go on throughout America's history, presenting to the people answers to all the mysteries and conspiracies that you never told. And watch your eyes open while the truth unfolds. I'm talking about bloodlines, the legion of where you find. Who got the money from slavery, cause those crimes to all humanity created insanity and genocide for many nationalities. America's present and past could never be erased. Mass murder on the basis of race. So fuck that, Sam, don't try to come with a handshake. Talking with a smile, but we know that it's all fake. Cause you can't escape all the years of straight hate and rape. And the oppressed will never trust the United Snakes. And the oppressed will never trust the United States. You gotta watch who you put your trust in, especially your enemy that acts like a friend. Cause if you're not watching your back, you get bit by the snake and find you made a big mistake. You got the venom and you're feeling the symptoms, believing every word you heard from the system. It won't take long to poison in your bloodstream, and now you're off believing the American dream. You wanna be like the elite by having lots of big cash. Do anything for greed because you want the cash fast. Your life is spent on material things, money and greed, and many things you don't need. You're blind, you're fine, your time living for money, dealing for money, you're fucking killing for money. You're never satisfied with all the money you got. Even though you got a lot, you still scheme and plot to try to make more cash, but it won't last. Your time is up, you screw somebody for a couple of bucks and got more quick with your search for money out of control. Now you're dead inside a 6-foot hole, and that's the way it is inside the land of temptation. Another person dies in the greediest nation. Complete manipulation by some men in suits while you partaking the forbidden loot from the United Snakes. You for taking the forbidden loot from the United Snakes.
Inhumanity, murder, brutality, and racial hatred. It is absolutely at the bottom of the list.
Damn, another snake's pay while genocide takes millions of lives. And the elite make alibis, cause now they got the wounded 12 million with the deadly virus inside them that's gonna kill them. Another form of genocide, the epidemic's killing Africans while pointing the finger at gay straight Americans. I'm fucking and sucking, sucking and fucking deceit. Would it be hard to believe AIDS is a man-made disease? Could you put up out the devil on the peace of the earth? But sadly causing mischief since the date of his birth. That's why power's on a mission. We're on a mission, we're on a mission. All you listeners listening, just in case you've been trusting the United Snakes, was this the real race? We're about to give you an update of white male and your domination for so long. So much misinformation, you don't know what's going on. Remember those taken from Africa and subdued for 400 years of destructive servitude. And all those years of being slaves with no pay made America the richest in the world today. So this is what created the upper class and underclass. All the bullshit that went down in the past, affecting how you're living now with years of disrespect. The government neglects the demand for a paycheck to compensate for all the hate from a high tech whip, beating second class citizenship and shit into the black man and anyone brown man. The Native American getting stripped from the homeland. So why be patriotic when this land is stolen? You can't count the amount of all the treaties broken. So what's your decision on what side you take? The oppressor, the creator of hate, the United Snakes. So what's your decision on what side you take? The oppressor, the creator of hate, the United Snakes.